Iran is a country that is basically the intelligentsia, the elites of the country are modernists and even beyond. I mean, it's one of the oldest cultures in the world. It's prized itself in education. For many years, until 1979, it was part of the Western world in a way. I mean, it was ruled by the Shah, and you know, and by all accounts, not very well. But their people traveled and so forth. Now, of course, as modernists and postmodernists ourselves, we can tend to get a little deluded, as we do in our own country, and think, well, you know, everybody gets modernity and everybody's rational, and then we have these elections and we say, wait a second, there's this whole big bedrock strata of traditionalists. And that's true in Iran as well. And so what happened then in 1979 when the Shah was overthrown? In some ways for pushing the country too far, too fast into modernity, a very traditionalist, even tribal country into modernity. There was an Islamic revolution, and the country then became ruled by basically a divine president. I mean, they have a democratic president. They have two presidents. They have the president for life, which is Khatami, and they have Ahmadinejad, which is the democratically elected president. And they're kind of at odds right now, too. But the leader and the supreme leader is the theocrat. And so we have this country that actually, in a way, has a lid on it. It has the government is run from a basically an early, pre-modern, traditionalist view. And that's run, of course, by a lot of fear. In Iran's case, it's in a sense justified, if you look at Iran's place in the world and their being outliers in the world. And so let's just jump then to the United States and even the West in general, but particularly the United States, is that, as I pointed out, the United States also has a huge strata of traditionalists. And when you're a traditionalist, and this is the blue meme in Spiral Dynamics, it's the amber altitude in Ken's aqua model, it's the world is divided between good and evil. And in fact, the world is a colossal, endless battle between good and evil. And so you have to be finding the enemy somewhere. And so what's happening in our country and in the West in general is we're kind of running out of enemies. You know, China was our longtime enemy, and you know, Cold War, and of course Russia, the Soviet Union, that's all gone. These were real menaces. Now we have Al-Qaeda, which is, I think, down to 50 people in Afghanistan as its last count. I mean, it's basically decimated, and you know, we've sort of conflated the Taliban with Al-Qaeda because that still gives us somebody to fight, and Iran, and in North Korea too. And so we way overvalue and overfear the problem.